Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today is the Christmas and New Year's show here on Live Your True Life Perspectives, and it's a special show every year that is, well, it's different, it's special, it's that time of year. And it's the time for us to really focus and think and really take in all that we've learned, all that we've gathered, everything that has happened this year. See it for what it is. Be happy for a lot of it. Make some changes in the future and get ready for the new year. It's time. And I want to begin tonight's show with reflection. I feel like this is the time of great reflection in most of our lives. And I feel that it's a time of reflection because it's the end of a year. It's a marker of time, 365 days. And that to me is a large unit of time. And it marks the end of a year. And when we realize that, there's quite a lot of reflection that can be done that's not really done throughout the year. And I think one of the reasons why it's not done throughout the year is obvious, because every single day is coming one after another. For some of us, it feels like time is speeding up. I mean, I felt like that some days you really literally go, my God. I mean, I just got here and it's 7 o'clock at night already. And where did the time go? And so I feel that oftentimes when we could be reflecting on a lot of various things, we don't have time, we don't make the time, we fill that time with a lot of busy work or social media or whatever it is, not that that's bad or good, but we don't really focus on the reflection of the day. And so I want to begin with that because I want to take the time to reflect on everything that we've gone through, everything that we've gone through this year. And I think it's very impactful and awakening to realize what has happened this year. And I've had some really amazing things happen this year, and I've gone through some turmoil. I've gone through some stress. I've dealt with some situations that I never thought I would be dealing with. And as you're listening to the show right now, some of us, we're very auditory. We can listen to something and we can think about these things and we can put it in perspective in our mind. And some of us, we got to write it down. You know, what are those things that happened this year that are amazing? You know, for me, this year, it really started at the end of last year, but I would consider it this year. I moved into a new office, which was amazing. And it's a great place. And that's one of the things that I will count my blessings for. And I look forward to being here for a while. You know, another thing that I'll count my blessings for is that the radio show has gotten new stations. We've garnished new stations. You know, we're a national show now, and that's a big deal, and it's a grassroots effort, and I appreciate that very much. You know, another success that I'm happy about in my reflection is the fact that, well, the TV show, The Celebrity Perspective, is now on Amazon Prime. I know, it just came up a few days ago on Amazon. If you have an Amazon Prime account, it's free, And if you go to Amazon.com, you just write in the search bar, the celebrity perspective, type in the search bar, the celebrity perspective, and it'll come up like it's like flashlights or like fireworks or whatever. And you just click on it and you can listen to all the shows in season one. And that's a huge thing. But throughout those amazing milestones, there's been a lot of stuff that's gone on. And I think that you can vouch the same, is that we've had some amazing things happen in our life, but in the same respect, we've gone through some turmoil, stress. We've dealt with some things that we didn't want to deal with, some things that we never thought we would have to deal with. And I think that when we look at those different things throughout the year, we begin to realize all that's happened. And I feel like we have very much ups and very much downs. Extreme happy and extreme sad, extreme stress, extreme the unknown, not knowing what's going to happen next, the confusion. And I think all these things impact us in such a way. You know, I lost my grandmother earlier this year, and in one way, it was sad. And in another way, I know that she's with me all the time. And that's profound. And I'm sure that many of you out there listening have lost a loved one this year. And the impact of losing that loved one, well, you've gone through a lot of emotions. And I feel that that in itself is a huge life change. Some of us have gotten a new job. Some of us have lost a job. You know, and I think those things can impact us a lot. Some of us are going through a divorce right now, or got remarried, or got married for the first time. And that's a life-changing thing. Earlier this year, I think some of you know, we had a second dog for almost 9 months. And, you know, dogs to me are like children in a way. I mean, I get it. There's a difference. I understand. But they are. And they're like two-year-olds. They're like constant two-year-olds, like their whole life, you know. And some of them can get a little curmudgeon-y two-year-olds. But, yeah, we had to bring her back to the lady that we adopted her from because she just needed to be a one-dog household. And I understood that. But after 9 months, it hurt. And it's like it's interesting how you can go through these situations. And at the time, it's painful right then. And then as time goes by, it heals, like they say. Yes. But sometimes we don't really deal with it at the time. And sometimes I think we don't deal with it at the time because it's a lot of emotion for us to deal with. It's overwhelming. It's something stressful to us. The human condition is so interesting, the way that we can have some of the most amazing situations, some of the most life-changing positive situations, and on the flip side, some of the most negative situations. And usually there's obviously light at the end of the tunnel to some degree, and it's just finding that light and figuring out how to interpret the situation and how to see it through a different colored perspective, really. And when we begin to realize that and see those things, it challenges us. Yeah, it challenges us. It pushes us. At the same time, we grow. We learn. We get wiser, smarter. We get deeper, we're deeper thinking. And I believe that over time, as we begin to see things as not a burden or something that's happening to us or something that's being forced upon us, over time, as we realize this, we begin to get more powerful. And, you know, you get more powerful and you begin to be, I think, more magical in the way that you are in life. And I find that so amazing. Because I feel that as we grow and interpret and move on and accept and help others and strengthen all that stuff in between, we get to that next level. And I believe that life is very similar to a video game of leveling up. Okay, I don't know if you've ever played like Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers, or any of those games where they're like level up games. Like you go through a maze or you go through something, you got to jump over stuff, you got to collect things, you know, whatever it is to get to that next level. And you can't die to get to the next level, right? You die, you got to go back to the beginning, you do it all over again. And I really find that that particular video game type style is really the way our life is. It's really the way our life is, if you think about it, right? Because we're leveling up every single time, every single day, every single month, every single year. We're leveling up to a different level. As long as we've achieved and understood what we need to understand, we continue to move and grow and morph into a wiser, more emotionally successful individual who can process huge things in a quick amount of time, understand where you are in the universe, understand what you bring to the table, have that self-respect, that self-reliance, that guiding light, and all that together brings us to a level of understanding that is quite profound. And, you know, I think a lot of times we look up to, Jesus Christ or Gandhi or Buddha or whoever that is in between. But I think that's great to look up to. But I think once you realize that you can be them, and you already are, you just have to tap into that resource and understand that it begins with unconditional love of self, accepting oneself, and then therefore unconditional love with everybody else as well, and that continued unconditional love about you, it all begins to make sense. It all begins to morph into an amazing reality that we call this reality. And I think that when we get there, all of a sudden life becomes sweeter. You know, the colors become brighter. Food tastes better. It's just this process. And in order to go through the process, we got to go through some great stuff and some not so great stuff. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. You know it. Be back in two shakes. It's Ashley here, and are you wanting to bring more joy and happiness to your life? Are you feeling stressed out by watching negative media? Feeling burnt out by day-to-day life and wanting a new perspective? Go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com, and find my new book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. The 10-Day Challenge will help you bring more joy and happiness into your life, eliminate a lot of negativity and stress, and feel renewed again. Check out the 10-Day Challenge. Go to my website, AshleyBurgess.com, and pick up your copy today. Are you a leader in your community, a CEO, an executive of your company? With those roles come great responsibility, and with that responsibility comes stress. Do you feel as though you are being heard? You need help just like anybody else to take care of situations because you're too busy taking care of others. Who can you talk to? We all need a sounding board to discuss our life, our current situations, our needs, and our future. Who do you have in your corner? I work with CEOs, leaders around the country, film and television talent, and I can be your sounding board. Now with digital coaching, I can be there for you to help inspire, direct, and effectively listen to your needs and your honest, authentic perspective. Go online to Ashley Burgess, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on the contact page, send me an email, and I will respond in 24 hours so we can set up your coaching session so that you can continue to live your true life. Are you in need of a new perspective? Tired of people asking you how you're feeling? Wanting some real answers to life's tough situations? Feel as though some are always talking about emotions, while others offer textbook solutions that don't work? Are you wanting real, powerful, lasting change in your life? If this is you, go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, send me an email, and let's make that powerful change together.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about Christmas, the New Year's, what it means to me, and it begins with reflection. It begins with an honest reflection of the past year, the 365 days that made up this year. That's a milestone in our life. That reflection is usually not done during the year because, well, you know what? We feel really stressed out. We feel like we don't have a lot of time to reflect. And a lot of times because we're right in the middle of it, we don't see the need to reflect. It's funny how you can be right in the middle of just hell, right? And it's really not that bad. But when you step out of it and you've gotten a little bit of distance, you're like, man, I can't believe I made it out of that. My God. You know, vice versa. You're in the middle of an amazing situation and you don't even realize how amazing it is until you leave and you're away from it and you go, wow, that was a really profound experience. Did I get the most out of that experience? And so when we begin with reflection of this year, being that it's the time to reflect on all the things that we've gone through, you will reflect on things that are very, well, that are categorized as positive and negative. And I don't think really anything's really positive or negative in this situation. I think it just is. And I think that when we begin to see it as just is, this is what happened, it's easier to see it. And then we begin to understand, why did this happen in our life? And that leads me to the second point of tonight's discussion, and that is learned lessons. We've gone from reflection, and now we're in learned lessons, and I like to call this the part of life that to me is school, okay? I don't know about you, but I believe that this is a giant school. Yeah, you heard it here. It's just a giant school. We're in a big, giant school. You know, you remember... You probably have one sitting right there as you're listening to the show. The snow globes. You remember the snow globes? There's like a little city in there. Or there's little elves. Or maybe there's like a city that you live in and you shake the snow globe up and then the snow comes out. You know, like it looks like it's snowing down on the city or the cityscape or the townscape or whatever you have. And that is interesting because I feel like if you think about where we are, we're like in a snow globe. We're inside of that globe. The world's in the globe. Everybody's really kind of sitting at a desk with a pen and paper. And everything that we're going through, even though it's like immersion therapy, you know, it's like when you're trying to learn a language instead of learning it in the classroom, you go immerse yourself into a foreign country. You know, you barely know what to say. And you know what? You got to figure it out pretty fast, you know, because in some countries, people don't speak a different language. So if you want to find the bathroom or you want to rent a hotel room, you better figure it out. If you want to eat, it's probably a good idea. And so I feel like that's what we're doing here, okay? And I think that the first years of our life, this practice space of going to school, like actually walking into school, think about it, walking into the school, you know, getting there, getting your stuff out of the locker, sitting down, getting ready. The bell rings. You know, teacher's like, okay, class, we're going to talk about XYZ today. Okay, well, it's kind of the same thing, but we don't have to be there at a certain time, but we kind of do, and we don't have to show up to the same building every day. I'm telling you, it's immersion therapy. This is what we're doing from A to B, and this is what we're going to be doing the rest of our life until we're done. I mean, we signed up to be a lifetime student. I don't know about you, but lifetime student 101, that's what we've done. And I know that there's some folks that you know out there that are doing that, but it's kind of funny because they're doing it twice, right? They're the double lifetime student, the double dip student, where literally they're doing it already because that's what this life is, right? That's what we're doing. We're all students in this life when we're in school, but then they're actually staying in school like their whole life. It's hilarious. It's like, wow, okay, you're familiar with that particular genre, and you're just going to do that all the way through, okay? That's pretty funny. And so when you think about it, all the stuff that we've learned in this knowledgeable snow globe, and I did a show recently on how this whole lifetime is a big school, and I need to get it up in the archives soon. I've been a little, I don't know, derelict about updating the past shows and the archive. And you have to understand, I don't have a secretary or somebody to put the stuff up in the archives. It's up to me, and so I will do it. And I'm glad that you listen, and I appreciate that you care, and I appreciate all the emails from my contact page on the website, theashleyburgess.com, and that contact page. I appreciate your messages because they mean a lot. And on YouTube, the latest videos that I put up, and my YouTube channel, Ashley B-E-R-G-E-S, Ashley B-E-R-G-E-S Burgess, and those messages and just our comments are just, they're golden. So keep bringing them on because I love reading them and I love responding and I appreciate you. So, you know, when we're learning in this big school we call life, so we're learning in this big school that we call life, and every day we're learning something new, and every day we're learning more and more and more. And as we learn and we learn and we learn and we learn and we learn, and we get more impacted by something, and something happens, and then we have to kind of start over again, and then we learn by, you know, success, or we learn by something that doesn't work. All these things make us who we are today. And as we grow from these and not necessarily put a negative spin on it. And it's hard sometimes because I'm going to be honest with you. There's some things that come your way that you go, you got to be kidding me. Like, could this be any worse? And, you know, earlier this year, I was in an accident. I wasn't even driving, and I was in an accident. And the last thing I need is to have to do a surgery. I mean, I know a lot of you out there going, yeah, tell me, preach to the choir. And I get it. I don't want to do a surgery. One, I'm not a big fan of surgeries. And two, that's some downtime, a lot of downtime, and it's stressing me out. And when you're in pain, it stresses you out even more because then you're like, wait a second, writing's on the wall. This sucks. And I'm trying to find that positive aspect of this. I really am, okay? And I know it could have been worse, okay? That's definitely one of the positive ones. It could have been worse. I could have been really, really, really hurt. I mean, you know. And so that's a huge positive. And so that's my positive take from it, okay? And I look at it that way, and I said, you know what? I'm going to learn stuff about my body. I'm going to continue to take care of my body. I'm going to do what's right by my body. And that's what I've been working on, too, is using this as, you know, even staying and becoming even more healthier than I have been and really focusing on my health. And so for any of you out there that are going through something like a needed surgery or overcoming a health issue, or maybe the loss of a loved one, or a possible divorce, or what have you. You know, stepping back and analyzing, okay, yes, this is not making me smile. It's making me kind of scared. What can I do to change this? What can I do to augment the situation? Or better yet, how can I see the situation in a different perspective where I can understand the value that it's contributing to my life? Okay, in my situation, yes, it could have been worse. Is there another contribution that this is making? I don't know. I'm still looking for that. But I know that it definitely could have been worse. And I know that, you know, in life, I think that I hope that things happen for a particular reason. But it also made me aware of the fact that I probably should be in the driver's seat more in my life. And that I probably shouldn't leave my life up to chance for other people to make decisions about what happens to me. And I was able to make that decision with not having a horrific future. And that might be something for all of you to take into consideration is, you know, instead of letting other people decide your fate, it might be the right thing to step up to the plate. That's rhymes, right? Step up to the plate, decide your fate, and you make your own decisions for your own destiny. And I think this is one of the most powerful things that you can take from tonight's show is creating your own destiny. And if you create your own destiny, you can create amazing things. Because the thing is that there's a lot of people out there that probably really want the best for you. And there's probably some out there that don't. However, a lot of people are really in the middle. They could care a little bit, but not so much. Because they care more about their life than yours. But also on the flip side, a lot of people don't really care a lot about their life. Okay, they have self-esteem issues. And I had to work through self-esteem issues, and I worked through, it's not like they're all behind me, like, oh, I have the highest self-esteem in the world. Look at me. I'm amazing. No. I have a better self-esteem than I've ever had, but I still work at it. But think about it. A lot of people have low self-esteem. They don't really take care of themselves. They don't know how to do what's right by them, and then you're going to expect them to help you figure out your own destiny? That doesn't make a lot of sense. It's foolish. It's just like, you know, it's crazy. It's like putting it's like putting a 12-year-old behind the driver's seat, you know, with a blindfold on and saying, okay, drive me to where I need to go. I know that you know where I need to be better than me. Not. Okay. And I think a lot of times we give other people our power because we're scared. We don't know if it'll work. We don't want to take the responsibility for our own life. What if it doesn't work out? What if we're not successful? What if things don't fall into place? What if this? What if that? What if all this happens and we lose it? That's when we need to begin to look toward ourselves for the answers. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time in 2 Shakes.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, Your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today's our Christmas and New Year's show, and Live Your True Life Perspectives right here, talking about, well, you know, dealing with the year. It's been a year. It's been 365 days of learning in this school that we call life. Or this life that we call school. Oh, wait. No, I had it right the first time. And, you know, it's interesting how we learn all this stuff and we go through this process and we learn some life lessons. And, like, right before the break, I was talking about how, you know, earlier this year I was in an accident and it wasn't me driving. It was someone else driving that I had hired to drive, okay? And, well, I'm going to need a surgery after all this stuff. You know, I'm in pain and I have a lot going on my plate, and I'm obviously very thankful for the fact that I didn't get hurt anymore and I didn't die and all that good stuff. But, you know, I had to try to figure out the silver lining. And even though it's not necessarily a silver lining, it's the perspective behind it. I figured out that you don't want to put other people in a power position in your life, okay, that doesn't have more to lose than you do. And I realized that. And when I was a kid, I told my dad that a long time ago. I go, don't date women that have nothing to lose because they'll take everything you have. That applies to anybody out there. And, you know, I realized that. And that's the perspective I'm taking is that, hey, this could have been a higher stakes deal. Okay. And it's a high stakes. It's a really high stakes. But it could have been the full Monty. Right. And so I think that if you take even the knowledge that I just share right now and place that into your life somewhere, because somewhere in your life you are giving the power of you, you're giving your destiny, you're handing over the keys to your castle to somebody else to see what they do with it, and you're basically at their beck and call. And I know it doesn't seem like that. You know, on some degrees, you know, you're like, Ashley, I just let somebody else drive me to the party. Or, Ashley, I just let somebody that, okay, yeah, I get it. But, you know, most people don't have what's best for you in the forefront of their mind. And a lot of people are dealing with their own problems, so they can't even see what's best for you. Do you get what I'm saying? And so you're trusting the keys to the city with somebody that has no idea, and maybe somebody that loses keys all the time. You could be trusting your keys to the city with someone that loses their keys every freaking day. Do you get what I'm saying? That's an analogy. That's a metaphor. That's really a metaphor. That's a really good metaphor. You know, think about it, though. We do that oftentimes. We give somebody the keys to our life for them to muck and yuck it up. Lose the keys because we don't feel like we can do it or because we don't want to take the responsibility. And I find that very impactful and very interesting right now more than ever. And so think about that. Where in your life this year have you found yourself there and it backfired on you? Because this is school time, baby. It's school time. You know, when you're thinking about Gorgonzola, but it's definitely Brie time, baby. Yeah, I mean, this is school time here. So what's the next thing that comes to mind during the holiday season after almost 365 days of a full year that we have lived and endured to live another day? Well, let's look at our achievements, our successes. We can't be all down on ourselves, right? So what are some of the achievements and successes that you have achieved this year? Okay. And it's okay to toot your horn. Think about it. What have you achieved? Go through the list. Write them down. It might be good for you because you might be beating yourself up day after day because you feel like you haven't achieved anything. But in the reality of it, you have achieved quite a bit. So I'm looking at my achievements right now, and I'm going to have to really, really focus on this because that's one of the things that I do oftentimes that I probably need to work on is that I'm very happy to congratulate other people on their achievements, but when it comes to my achievements, I quickly see it and I move on as fast as possible because I feel like I could achieve more, or I need to do this, or I need to do that, or whatever it is, and I don't really pat myself on the back. And I know I don't want to, like, sit on my laurels and just be like, oh, look, I achieved this a long time ago. No, not at all. But in the same thing, I do need to give myself a little credit for the things that I've done. And I think that, to me, is a responsible way of life because you have a balance of things that you want to work on and successes that you're happy about. And you're not really grilling yourself on the stuff that hasn't worked. And you're not really sitting there gloating about the things that has worked. So you're in that process of being very fluid and being able to move and to create and not to get stuck in a rut with the stuff that you've already done or the stuff that you did bad. And so think about those achievements right now and really think about them and think about what that brought to your life and the stuff that you learned from them and how amazing it is and all those good things. And how can you capitalize on these successes, and what can you do to even grow from there? Because I think sometimes we see that and we get to one level and we go, okay, I did it. Now what do I do? And I think this is the time to really focus on, okay, I've achieved this. I've successfully created this. I've done this. I've done that. Now what's next? And I think that if you're honest and you're open about it and you think about what you really want to do and you think about your heart's desire and you really ponder it and you meditate on it and you really care about it, I think that you can come up with something fascinating. And it's probably right in front of your face. So think about it. What is something that you want to achieve this coming year that kind of is an obvious, is an obvious connection to what you've already accomplished, something that already radiates from the previous successes? What is that thing that you can accomplish or want to accomplish that will mean a lot to you this year? It's going to be a step. It's going to be a large step, but you can feasibly make it happen. Okay, what is that? That's an awesome question, and that's something that you want to ask yourself. Maybe writing that question down in a journal and saying, "What is it that I want to achieve in 2018? What is it that I want to achieve in this year? What is it that I want to achieve this coming year? What is important to me?" And I think if you really focus on that, you can begin to develop a plan for the next few weeks, the next few months, the full year, on how you can create that, what you can do, and the tools and the direction you need to be in to make that a reality. And that's what's so cool, is that we have a whole nother year coming up. We have a whole nother 365 days coming up, and it matters what we do with every one of those days. Each one of those days is important. None of those days are throwaway days. None of those days are throwaway days. And that might be something to think about too. I know a lot of folks out there have been stressed out, overwhelmed by stuff, just been stressed out about the year, wanting to do some stuff. And I think sometimes you get caught up and we get caught up in, well, I'm just going to party, or it's Saturday fun day or Sunday fun day, or I'm just going to drink all day. And I propose a possible change of action. If you find yourself in this position this last year, is that there is no throwaway day. Okay, you can't get that time back. And when we're responsible for what we do with our time, we're responsible in our own life. When we're responsible with what we do with our time, we're responsible in our own life. And so the way we use our time is so important, right? We can't change it. We can't get the time back. That we need to really focus on, how do we do this, what do we need to do, and how can I get the most out of each hour of my life? And it can be difficult. It's not easy to eliminate all the vices in your life, okay? There's a reason why they call it a vice. It's not called licorice. It's not called ice cream. It's called a vice. And I know that some people say, well, vice is like drugs or this or that. Vice is drugs or alcohol or anything that holds you back could be a low self-esteem. Anything that holds you back from being the best that you can be. Anything that gets in the way of you being amazing is a vice. And if you have the ability, which we all have the ability to change that, to stop that, to end the vice, we can. We all have the ability to overcome it. It might take more work than it takes other people, okay? And that's okay. And I find that a lot of times when people do have vices and they're holding on to it, it can be hard because it's been a coping mechanism. It's been a way of dealing with the stressors in life. And we've used it to kind of decompress. And I think at those periods of time, we got to step back and say, okay, what can I do to make these changes? Can I do it on my own? Do I need help? And if you need help finding the help and realizing asking for help is not bad. It's just like asking for directions. I mean, heck, ask for directions. Instead of driving around in a circle for like hours, you know, you can just literally ask for directions. You could go to your GPS, find the directions, and get there. It's the same as asking for help to overcome a vice. If you don't feel like you can do it on your own, you've tried it before, you can't do it, it's too hard, ask somebody to help that's actually able to help, and you will see wonders. As long as you want to change, as long as you believe in the process, it'll happen. If you haven't already, checked out my website, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com. If you'd like to contact me, click on that contact page, send me an email, and I will respond ASAP. Leave your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in two shakes. It's Ashley here, and are you wanting to bring more joy and happiness to your life? Are you feeling stressed out by watching negative media, feeling burnt out by day-to-day life, and wanting a new perspective? Go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com, and find my new book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. The 10-Day Challenge will help you bring more joy and happiness into your life, eliminate a lot of negativity and stress, and feel renewed again. Check out The 10-Day Challenge, go to my website, AshleyBurgess.com, and pick up your copy today.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Are you in need of a new perspective? Tired of people asking you how you're feeling? Wanting some real answers to life's tough situations? Feel as though some are always talking about emotions, while others offer textbook solutions that don't work? Are you wanting real, powerful, lasting change in your life? If this is you, go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, send me an email, and let's make that powerful change together.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today is the Christmas New Year's Eve show here on Live Your True Life Perspectives. And I've been talking about reflecting on this last year, the 365 days of this year, and everything that's happened, all the impacts, all the positives, all the other stuff that's gone on, how you've dealt with it, and really process it and take some time to see all that you've managed to get through, all that you've created, and all the amazing stuff that's gone through this year. I also talked about how this life is a school. Our lifetime is basically a lifetime of being in class. We're in school. It's a 24-hour day, 7-day-a-week deal where we're on it all the time, and we learned a lot. And so what have you learned this year? What are some of the amazing things that you've learned that you've processed this year? And it might not have been in the easiest learning process. It could have been a very difficult learning process. But what is it that you've taken from your experience in this year to really transform your life as it is right now? I think if you really step back and you begin to look at yourself, you'll realize that you have transformed, that you have grown, that you are wiser, more intelligent, that you have a better grasp on things, that you feel more comfortable in your own skin. And right before the break, I was talking about the achievement and successes. Well, those achievement and successes that you've had, that you've experienced in your life, those things that you have created, the amazing things that have happened, and really taking it a step further, what is something that you want to achieve this year that stems from one of those successes from this year, from last year? And I think if you really look at that and you write it down, and you think about that, this stuff really works wonders. You know, our thoughts become things, our words become actions. And the way we live our life is so important by doing the right thing, by living up to the right character, by doing the right thing no matter if anybody or nobody is watching. And I think that that directly goes with the concept of belief and honesty. And when we're being authentic and we're being true to ourselves and we're doing the right thing, even if nobody's watching us, we're getting to a level that's in the right alignment with where we need to be. We're in the alignment of where we need to be, what we need to be doing, what we need to be talking about, how we need to be the right place at the right time. And in order to be at the right place at the right time, we can't be thinking about the crud that happened yesterday that got us off target. We can't be thinking about stuff that didn't work out. We have to get right with our life. We've got to get right with our life. And to get right with our life, we got to do what's right. We got to let go of the stuff that's holding us back. We got to be truthful. We got to be honest. We got to step up to the plate. And all these things go a long way to building our entire repertoire that I call us as a human being, as an individual, as a soul seeker, as a world seeker, as a seeker. But, you know, being a seeker directly relates to being a believer and having faith. And this is what I want to talk about lastly on tonight's show, is that we need to believe in ourselves. And we need to do things that make us believe in ourselves. We need to do things that we begin to believe in our gut and believe in our gut and do what our gut says instead of running all over it and basically doing the opposite of what we should be because we want to be in the in crowd, or we want to believe that so-and-so is being honest, or we want to do this or we want to do that. So instead of doing that, we begin to believe in ourselves. We begin to have that je ne sais quoi, that thing. And that belief is so important. And when we believe in ourselves and we have that unconditional love and we've let go of that self-hatred and we've let go of hating others, because hate has no place in our lives. Hate is a killer of energy. It's a killer of dreams. It's a killer of the student. The student cannot live in an environment where there's hate. A student cannot live in an environment where the student creates the hate within themselves. Inner hate is what I like to call like contamination. It would be like drinking, you know, dirty, toxic water all the time and wondering why you don't feel good. I don't know. I'm drinking this green water over here. It's got some sort of nuclear waste in it. I don't know why I don't feel good. I don't know. Maybe it was that. You think it might have been that roll I had? Or what about that, that blueberry muffin earlier? You think it was that? You see what I'm saying? And we think it's something else when we have that hate within us. We start blaming other things. Well, maybe I need to be on medication. When we have that anger inside of us. And I understand anger very well. Anger is a mask. It's an emotion that covers up the reality. Because usually anger is about sadness. Usually anger is about when things make us sad because they let us down or they hurt us or they do the wrong thing, whatever it is. But anger is usually stemmed from being sad. But we use that to mask our sadness because, you know, grown people don't cry, whatever. And I think that when we allow that anger, when we allow anger to dissipate and we work at it to get rid of anger in our lives and we work at it to get rid of hate from our lives, when we get rid of those things out of our life, it's easy to keep them out, okay? They're not welcome anymore. They're not welcome in your life. They're sure not welcome in my life. I don't have any room for hate, and no, I don't have any room for anger. If somebody makes me angry about the way that they're handling things, I'm going to tell them right then. If they got a problem with it, we might as well deal with it right now, because if we wait on it, I'm going to get more angry, right? Why would you want to do that? And I know that a lot of us, we don't want to rock the boat. We don't want to say things. Well, what if they take it? What if they take it the wrong way? What if they don't understand me? What if they get upset? What if they get angry? Oh, God, what am I going to do? You know what? That's going to happen. And if it happens, it's no big deal. But you got to be true to you. And if you're true to yourself and true to who you are and true to the source, you got it made. That's all that matters. You're doing the right thing by everybody. You're doing the right thing. You're being, you know, conscious about your and deliberate about your choices, being honest. All those things go a long way. And when you're doing that and you have that belief and you have that faith that things are going to work out, that the best is yet to come, that you have that faith within to know that you can create anything you want and you can do anything you want, that you can believe however you want and that you can see. You can see scarcity, or you can see the opposite of scarcity. You can see abundance. and that you can have abundance. Or if you want, you can have scarcity. It's all up to you. It's all up to you. We define our definitions of reality because guess what? We make the laws of our own life. And that goes back to wanting to be in the driver's seat, driving your own life instead of letting other people take the keys to your life and make the decisions upon you that you have to live with for the rest of your life. I hope you have a wonderful Merry Christmas, a happy holidays, and a wonderful new year. Live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. I love you, and I'll be back this time in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.